弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚唱的这几首诗歌，把我今天早上要讲的信息都唱完了。
The hymns that we just sung, kind of spoke of the message that I wanted to speak this morning.
所以大家一方面世界听的，一方面世界唱的，把今天的信息唱两遍也是很值得的哈。
On the one hand, let's hear the message from through the songs that we just sang.And then through what we were going to hear, and let's do it twice. It's wonderful.
几天前 ，Aaron 写信给今天的 worship team， 叫他们今天要卖力的唱，免得我唱到一半睡着了。
A couple of days ago, Aaron wrote an email reminding the worship team that they ought to sing with all their might and all their strength to keep me awake, lest I fall asleep while we're worshiping.
我觉得他对他爸爸太没信心了哈。
And I feel like he has very little trust.Very little faith for his dad.
你看我现在脑筋比他还清楚，现在是台湾两点钟，不是一点钟。
It's 2 o'clock in Taiwan, not one.
昨天日光节约刚结束嘛。
My mind is clearer than his, and we just went through daylight saving time last night.
这个还没有让我很难过哈。昨天有一个姊妹听说我今天要讲到，她马上就说：“哎呀，你饶了我们吧。
”This actually didn't sadden me very much, but a sister yesterday met me and heard that.I was going to speak, and she said, "Would you please have mercy on us?"
翻译的真好哈。呀，我这个应该是你们要有 mercy on me 哈，不应该。
You ought to have mercy on me this morning.
居然我要讲到，你们觉得是要饶了你们。昨天晚上参加这个聚会，心里面很喜乐。
And again, coming to Hallelujah night last night, we're full of joy.
我不晓得 PowerPoint 有没有接到我早上记的这是昨天各个小组左塞右塞叫我们买的，或是送给我们的。
These were the items that were shoved down to our table. They wanted us to purchase or given to us freely.
很多小组看我们在犹豫，都说送给你们，送给你们，不要钱。
And a lot of group thought that we were still kind of wavering in our decision. They said, "Oh, just have it for free."
只有一个小组说我应该出2块钱买一份。好，我不告诉你们是哪一个小组。
There's only one particular small group that actually wanted me to pay for it. I'm not going to tell you which group.
然后你看看我们两个刚下飞机，昨天中午才下飞机，面对这么多饭。然后你看我们的结局。
And we just got off the plane and we woofed down the food very quickly.
我们非常捧场哈，撑着肚子还是硬吃下来了。
We were actually stuffed, but we continued to enjoy what was given to us.
尤其台湾小吃是这么有名的，我刚从台湾回来，还能够吃得下这些，表示你们做的真好。
And you know the delicacy in Taiwan are very very good, and the fact that I could still put this food down.Means that what you've done is excellent.
那我更希望弟兄姊妹邀了这么多朋友来，不是光叫他们吃好的。
And I trust that brothers and sisters invited your friends, not simply they would enjoy the evening and have something wonderful to eat.
我很高兴昨天晚上有福音的聚会，虽然我没有办法多留，但是我觉得需要让福音朋友们借着这样子的机会来认识救主。
I am so thankful that we had an opportunity to share the good news. I wasn't able to stay, but I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity to let our friends to know Christ.
我们在中国在台湾看到各地的教会的情形，心里面很多的地方很感恩，也有很多的地方很担心。
And this past trip, seeing a lot of conditions in Taiwan and China, in a lot of areas we are thankful, but it also worries our heart.
真的求主帮助我们哈，特别这个月是感恩月。
We ask the Lord to help us, particularly this month. It is the month of Thanksgiving.
让我们一方面在这里感谢主，一方面在他的恩典中，我们不停止该有的长进。
On the one hand, we thank Him and we continue to grow in His grace.
个人要长进，家要长进，教会更要长进。
Individually, we ought to grow. As families, we ought to grow. And as a church as a whole, we ought to grow.
保罗劝我们要在凡事上长进，而且。连于元首基督是 grow into Christ.
Paul encourages us to grow in all things and grow into Christ.
不光是 in Christ, 我们成长，在 in Christ we grow, 而且是要 grow into Christ.
And not only are we growing in Christ, but we are also growing into Christ.
就是我们的长进是被算数的。
That our growth is counted.
我们的长进是有永恒的价值的。
The growth that we have in our lives have an eternal value.
这个长进能够叫神喜悦，而且能够长到基督里。叫基督的身体得祝福的。
This growth can please the Lord and actually grow into the body of Christ, that the body may be blessed.
我觉得常常很惭愧，自己的长进太慢了。
A lot of times I feel that I fall short and my growth is very slow.
甚至很多的时候不小心不长进了。
Unknowingly, I discovered that I wasn't growing anymore.
这希望我们加油啊。
So we all need to be encouraged.
今天我们再回到腓立比书。
And we're going to come back to the book of Philippians.
今天要进入第三章啊，每一章腓立比书都有它很重要的经节。
We're coming to chapter 3 and every particular chapter has its key verses.
第一章讲到基督是我们的生命。
The very first chapter talks about the fact that Christ is our life.
保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
所以他无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So whether by death or by life, the Christ may be magnified.
刘姊妹，光这一句话够我们一生挑战的了。
This verse alone could be the challenge for our entire life.
我每一个的现在能不能说我活着就是基督
？In all of our present, can I say that for me to live is Christ?
而在我每一个处境中，无论是生无论是死，我能不能总叫基督照常显大
？In all my circumstances, whether life or death, can I say that Christ will be magnified through me?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在不需要听更多的道了，很多的话要来挑战我们。
As brothers, we don't need any more messages. There are these words are sufficient to challenge us.
我不是说我们不要聚会了。
I'm not saying we no longer need to get together.
我们不要去羡慕在听新鲜的道，什么道能够让我们更刺激的
？We don't need to long to hear a more higher calling, a more interesting message than.To motivate us,
这些话已经够刺激的了。
But I tell you, these words alone, they should stir us up already.
每次站在这些伟大的经文底下，就让我们羞愧啊。
And every time we stand underneath the greatness of these verses, we find that we fall short.
太多时候我们没有活出它来。
And there's so many times in our life we haven't lived out the truth of these words.
但是从另外一面来说
，But on the other hand，
每一次站在这些伟大的经文底下
，And every time we stand under the greatness of these words，
哎呀，我们的心受到大的激励
，And our hearts are greatly encouraged.
基督是我的生命
，Yes, Christ is my life.
这个生命能够让我在凡事上得胜有余的
，And this life has enabled me to overcome in all things.
那第二章讲到以基督耶稣的心为心
，And the second chapter talks about having the mind of Christ.
效法他的降卑，效法。他的舍己，效法他全然的顺服。
To imitate the way that he humbled himself, his humility and his obedience.
基督不光是我们的生命，他是我们的生活。
And not only Christ is our life, he has become our very living.
第三章今天要讲到基督是我们的宝至宝，基督是我们的标杆。
And chapter 3, we're going to come to the theme that Christ is our utmost prize and is our goal.
刚才最后一首诗歌讲到基督is my all and the best.
And the last song that we sang and emphasized the fact that Christ is my all and he's the best.
好，弟兄姊妹，这句话又是我们的挑战。
And again, these words become challenges to us.
到底基督是不是我们的至宝？
Is really Christ your utmost prize?
基督真是我们的至宝，我们这个人一定富足的。
If he is your utmost prize, then you will find that you are rich.
因为他说他不仅仅是一切，他又在一切之内。
Because the scripture tells us that he...Is all and he is in all.
换句话说，任何的环境，我们都可以来经历基督，都可以来得着基督的。
In other words, no matter what circumstances we are in, we can lay hold of Christ.
如果我今天早上说我的题目是发财的秘诀，很多人眼睛大概都会瞪一下哈。
And if I tell you that this morning's theme is the secrets to becoming rich, maybe all of your eyes would open all of a sudden.
对不对？你看，已经很多人抬头了，很多人笑了。
Many of you lifted your head already and start smiling at me.
今天是讲发财的秘诀。
We're going to talk about the secrets of getting rich.
大家眼睛都会张开来。
Our eyes are going to be wide open.
尤其在 Silicon Valley.
Particularly here in Silicon Valley.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见基督是至宝了哈
，But brothers and sisters, if we really truly see that Christ is our utmost prize,
那这个宝就一定胜过美金，胜过英镑，胜过whatever黄金。
And this prize exceeds the worth of U.S. currency, pounds, or even gold itself.
但是我们为了得美金多花功夫啊。
But for the sake of getting U.S. currency, we work very diligently.
机会多少啊？机会多 risky 啊
？And the opportunities are very few and they're very risky.
但是要得基督 ，Christ is all and in all.
But to lay hold of Christ, the Scripture tells us that He is all and in all.
永远不亏本的。
You would never suffer loss.
而且不需要本钱，已经有了基督，已经是我的生命了。
You don't need to put forth any more capital because Christ is your life.
我可以在凡事上来得着基督。
And in everything. I can lay hold of Christ.
所以今天的信息其实是讲到我们属灵丰富的秘诀。
And today's message talks about the richness of our spiritual life.
我们怎么样在主的面前真正是丰富的人？
The secret, how do we truly become full and complete and rich in
Christ? 我们不光拥有基督做生命呢，就好像我们的本钱一样。
And not only do we have Christ as our life, meaning just the foundation of everything we possess.
那我们怎么样像一个聪明的管家来经营我们的本钱？
But how to be a wise steward and how to manage the account, the money that's been given to us.
就像保罗说的，我是神奥秘室的管家，在这里经营基督，在这里，以基督做我的本钱来经营他。
And Paul says, I'm a steward concerning the mysteries of Christ, and that I'm administering it properly.
让我在我有限的人生里面，我能够得到最多的基督。
That in the limited lifespan that I possess, I may gain the maximum of Jesus Christ.
不仅仅我今生活着，我的生命丰富而成熟。
And not only in this life, as I live, my life will reach maturity and to its fullness.
就像彼得后书第一章讲的，有那一天我能够丰丰富富的进神国。
Just in 2 Peter chapter 1 says that I may enter in the kingdom of God in completeness and in richness.
弟兄姊妹，早晚有一天我们都要结束的。
Brothers and sisters, sooner or later we will come to our end.
然后我们带着今生所有的结果去见主。
And we take the conclusion of everything in this life, we're going to bring it to our Lord.
And nothing to do 我们今天在地上的成就。
And has nothing to do with the accomplishments that we have in this life.
完全根据我们今生得到了多少基督。
And has everything to do with how much Christ we laid a hold of in this life.
所以今天真的是发财的秘诀。
So brothers and sisters, today it is a secret of how to become rich.
得到属天财富、属天产业的秘诀。
How to be rich.In the heavenly treasures.
彼得前书第一章也讲到，基督是我们的基业，是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留到永远的基业。
First Peter tells us that this treasure that we are going after is a treasure that cannot be corrupted, that lasts unto everlasting.
好，我们一起来读第三章。
Let's read together, chapter 3, Philippians.
我们只读第一节到十二节。
Verses 1 through 12.
是为了饶了大家。
To have mercy on you.
所以没有多读哈。
We're not going to read any more than that.
我们读第一节到十二节。
Again, verse 1 through 12.
中文、英文都可以。
Chinese and English. Let's read it together.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。应当防备全类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面。不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的小自作，或者所要我得着得的。好，我想我们今天的圣经就先读到这啊。
This will be the scripture reading this morning.
那我想我们的重点等一下会多放在从第七节一直到十二节。
Our emphasis will be placed on verse 7 through verse 11.
前面的这边第一节讲到，弟兄们，我有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。陈明弟兄不久前刚讲过，基督是我们的喜乐。
Our brother Chen Ming earlier talked about and shared the fact that Jesus Christ is our joy.
这一阵子活得很喜乐的，请举手。
Those of you who are living in the midst of joy, can you raise up your hands?
感谢主哈。 真的是喜乐不是建筑在我们的环境上。
Our joy is not established on our conditions.
喜乐也不是建筑在我们的遭遇上。
And not on the things that we encounter.
当然这些会影响我们。
Yes, these things will influence us.
但真实的喜乐是一种境界。
But true joy is a realm that we may.
是只有在基督里才有的。
It's only found in Christ.
喜乐是生命的一个性质。
Joy is a particular nature of life.
当我们真正活在基督里的时候，那个喜乐是自然。
When we truly live in Christ, that joy is something very natural.
不是说我们不会有环境的难处。
It's not to say that we're not going to have challenges in our circumstances.
这就是保罗说的，陈明弟兄也引用，就是在患难中还是可以欢欢喜喜的。
As our brother陈明has shared and Paul has said that even in tribulation we may rejoice.
没有一个基督徒没有患难的。
There's no Christian that would not encounter any form of tribulation.
不见得一定是那种灾难。
Not necessarily a tragedy that would befall us.
连世界诱惑我们为难。我们也都是一种逼迫。
Even the temptation and the difficulty that comes from the world is a form of persecution.
保罗讲到基督是我们的喜乐。
But Paul says Christ is our joy.
当我们真正跟主的关系是对的时候，那个喜乐是自然的结果。
And when we have a true and healthy relationship with Christ, that's a natural result to be joyous.
特别说到基督是我的喜乐。
Particularly to say that Christ is my joy.
你不要以为这句话很简单哈。
Do not think that these words are very easily.
你要想想保罗写这句话的时候，人是在监狱里面。
And you need to consider the fact that Paul, as he writes these words, he is in prison.
历史学家、圣经学者告诉我们，他是跟狱卒绑在一起的。
As scholars and historians tell us that he is actually latched with the keeper of the prison.
你做什么事情都跟一个狱卒绑在一起，你试试看舒不舒服。
And no matter what you do, you are latched to someone else. Is it easy for you to do things?
天天跟人家绑在一起，吃在一起，睡在一起，什么都在一起。
Imagine every single day you are latched to someone. You're sleeping next to that person. You're eating with that person. Whatever you do, you're next to that person.
不要说跟一个狱卒在一起了，你跟你老婆、跟你老公天天绑一起，你试试看。
Not to say that it is the prison.But let's say you're latched to your spouse.
因为喜乐是我们内心实在跟主关系的一个显明。
Because joy is a true representation, expression of our condition with Christ.
当我们喜乐不起来的时候。
When we really cannot find joy.
我不是说你现在不喜乐，而是说喜乐不起来的话。
I'm not saying that you're not in the presence of joy right now, but you can't.Joy does not bubble up within you.
说到不是我们生命出问题，就是我们跟主的关系出问题了。
Either we have a problem concerning our life, or we have a problem concerning our relationship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，所以第一件事情，保罗提醒我们，基督是我们的喜乐。
So the very first thing that Paul reminds us is that Christ is our joy.
接下来他说到基督是我们的夸耀。
And then he says Christ is our boast, is our confidence.
是我这个人的肯定。
It is the affirmation for me.
是我这个人存留的价值。
It is the reason and the value and the worth of my existence.
所以他在这里先提醒我们要防备那些应当防备的。
And he says, beware of the things you need to beware of.
他用的话非常的重啊。
So the words that he begins to use are very heavy.
他说应当防备犬类。
He says, beware of dogs.
防备作恶的。
He says, beware of evil workers.
跟防备妄自行割的。
And then he says, beware of the mutilation.
因为在当时的教会里面。
Because in the church of that time.
有很多假师傅、假先知混到教会来。
There would be false teachers and false prophets that would enter into the church.
尤其是犹太的律法主义者。
Particularly those who hold very sternly to the laws of Judaism.
你信耶稣可以。
You could believe in Jesus.
但是。
But,
你需要加上这个。
You need to add on to this.
你需要加上那个。
You need to add on to that.
你需要行割礼。
You need to be circumcised.
你需要守安息日。
You need to keep the Sabbath.
你还是需要做这个，需要做那个。
You also need to do this and do that.
弟兄姊妹，让大家的信心，让大家在主面前的把握，还是建立在律法，建立在行为上。
All of a sudden, these requirements set the confidence of the saints on the things that we do instead of Christ.
而这些人来。
And yet, when these people come in,
并不是那么单纯为着神来的。
Did they not come simply for the Lord?
他们是为着自己的利益来的。
They came for their own benefit.
所以保罗说要防备犬类。
So therefore, Paul says, beware of dogs.
犬可能攻击你，可能伤害你。
They will attack you. They will come against you.
而且保罗说要防备作恶的。
And then Paul says, beware of evil doers.
防备妄自行割的。
And then again, beware of those who are speaking of the mutilation.
他把神已经不再要求的事情要求在人的身上。
They no longer put the requirements that God have on man, and they put those requirements back.
让人不能够安息地享受基督的救恩。
That man cannot come into rest in the salvation of Christ.
让人还是活在各样的定罪里面。
That they continue to live in condemnation.
所以保罗劝他们，第一方面防备 当防备的。
So Paul admonishes them, you got to beware of the things you got to beware of.
接着保罗说要夸口，要在基督里来夸口。
And then Paul says, if you're going to have any confidence, any boasting, it's got to be in Christ.
其实圣经上别的地方也说夸口当指着主夸口。
And other places in scripture, we can see that if you have any boast, boast in Christ.
我这个人如果有任何地方可夸的，可以夸耀的。
If there's anything that I can be confident about, anything that I can boast of,
是因为基督爱我。
It's because Christ loves me.
我能够夸耀的。
And what I can't boast of,
是因为我已经得到了基督了。
Because I have Christ.
我如果可以夸耀什么，
If what I can boast of anything,
是因为我能够活出神的旨意，能够讨他喜欢。
Because I am able to live out the will of God and please God.
如果我有什么可以夸耀的
，If there's anything that I can boast of,
是我活出了基督，成为了别人的祝福。
Because I've lived out Christ and it's become a blessing to those around me.
完全跟我们的 resume、我们的 portfolio 没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with my personal resume and my portfolio.
不是因为我有什么背景，我拿了博士了，我是神学，我是牧师。
It's not because of my background, my education, or my Pastor,
弟兄姊妹，我们有机会到世界各地的教会，到尤其在中国。
And brothers, we had the opportunity to travel all over the world to see many different churches, particularly in China.
那许多人要来影响教会的时候，都拉出了一大堆的背景、资历、好看的东西。
And a lot of people, when they come to the church, want to be a source of influence. They would bring a resume to declare their background, their abilities.
上个礼拜我跟于师母还跟一个神学院院长吃饭。
And last week, Pastor Nancy and I was having a meal with the director of a seminary.
他已经不当神学院院长了。
He's no longer in that position anymore.
他说他在中国服事。
He said he served in China.
现在越来越多的教会都在乎讲员有没有博士学位。
And more and more, the churches are looking to see if the pastor has a PhD degree.
有没有神学院读过书的？
Are they studied? Are they educated?
所以我们已经看到了很多的神学院都一大堆博士、博士、博士、博士。
And so we see a lot of students, theology students. They all have a PhD in divinity.
弟兄姊妹，我没有意思去否定这些。
I am not saying these things are all bad.
而是我不希望人是建立在这些事情上。
But what I'm saying is that we shouldn't establish things upon these foundations.
所以我真的很为的我们香柏木培训中心的学生感谢神。
And I am very truly thankful for all the participants in the CTC program.
我们今年在那边 CTC 毕业典礼，这些学生做见证，我们都非常感动。
And we were in China for the CTC ceremony. I'm sorry, graduation ceremony. We were very moved by the sharings that the students have.
他们都说宁可不要拿到毕业证书，而希望一辈子做博信人。
And they said that I'd rather not have the certificate of completion, but I want to be a student for all of my days.
我们不是在骄傲我们能够提供这些课，而是感动有这样子的这么多的人是为了得着主，而不是为了学位。
I am boasting not particularly on the material that we're able to offer, but the fact that so many people did not care about a degree, but they only wanted to lay hold of Christ.
保罗在这里说，要夸口，我也一样可以夸口。别人可以靠肉体，我更可以靠肉体。
So Paul alluded to the fact that if anyone has anything to boast, have any confidence in, I more so.
但保罗稍微提了一下他的东西。
And then so Paul briefly mentioned his background.
他是特别为了针对犹太律法主义者而写的。
He wrote these words specifically against those who hold fast to the laws of Judaism.
他如果要针对那些单纯的基督徒的话，他有更多可以写的。
If he wanted to write to those pure and simple saints of the Lord, he can write something a lot more.
你看他在哥林多后书讲到他上过三层天，那是十几年前的事情。
Second Corinthians, he talks about the fact that he visited the third heaven. It happened about 10 years ago.
他见过主。
He met the Lord.
他什么恩赐都齐全。
He's complete in all the gifts of the Lord.
历代以来隐藏在创造万物者心中的奥秘向他启示，把教会的启示向他启示出来。
The mystery of all ages that was hidden in Christ has been revealed to him.
福音借着他传到欧洲去。
And the gospel was preached through Asia Minor because of him.
保罗要夸口，太多可以夸口的。
If Paul wants to boast in something, there's so many things he can boast of.
但保罗今天夸口是为了救神的儿女们。
But yet Paul right now, when he's boasting for the purpose of saving the children of God.
他怕这些不成熟的儿女们认贼为父，拜贼为师。
And he is he wanted to warn those who are treating these people who are false teachers and prophets as their true teachers.
或是 把他当爸爸一样。
And, he's, he's warning against these brothers who are treating these false prophets as fathers.
他好不容易用福音生出来的。
With much diligence and difficulties, these were born through the gospel that he
preached. 但是却被仇敌迷惑偏离的正道。
But the enemy has blinded them and they have departed from the way.
所以这是保罗在这里所提到的。
And so Paul mentions here.
所以以前我碰到一个弟兄，他说他拿到博士学位前两三个月，神呼召他。
And again, I met a brother before he got his PhD degree. He was called by the Lord.
他就跟主讲，主啊，能不能等我把博士口试考完呢？
So he asked the Lord, Lord, can I go through and finish the oral exam?
我就出来服侍你。
And then I will come out and serve you full time.
主就对他说。我要得到的不是博士，我要得到的是一个肯信而顺服的仆人。
And the Lord said to him, "What I wanted is not a PhD student. I wanted someone who's willing to obey and to serve me."
因为所有人都跟他讲，你拿到博士，你更能够归荣耀给神，出来服侍神。
A lot of people said to him, "Once you have this degree, you could give more glory to God and come and serve Him."
啊，是的，从人的角度，甚至从属灵的角度、功用的角度来说，都是这样。
Yes, from a humanistic standpoint and from the things that he could gain from this world perspective, that is true.
但是神跟他说，我不要博士来服侍我。
But yet the Lord said to him very specifically, "I did not want a PhD to serve me."
对不起，不是这个意思，不是不要博士哈。我们中间这么多博士，神还是要你的。
Please hear what I'm saying. There are a lot of PhDs here in this room. God is not saying I don't want PhDs.
神的意思就是说，我要你不是因为你是个博士。
But God said to that brother particularly, "I wanted you not because of your PhD degree."
我要得到的是一个肯信而顺服的仆人。
I want a servant who's willing to trust and obey.
然后真正我们的夸口是在基督里面。
And our boasting, our confidence is in Christ.
好，那现在我们来到我们今天的信息的重点啊。
And we come to the theme.The key points of the message today.
讲到基督是我们的至宝。
That Christ is our utmost pride.
在我们刚刚所读的经文里面。
And in the verses that we just read.
我把它分成两大段啊。
I break it into two main categories.
一个是讲到保罗他整个人生价值观的改变。
And one has to do with the transformation of how Paul values his life.
讲到这个改变让他能够做最智慧的抉择。
And this transformation made him, enabled him to make the wisest choice.
第三章第七节到第八节的前半，他说：“我先前以为与我有益的，注意那个以为。”
chapter 3, verse 7 through the first part of 8.
现在因为基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。这个当作都讲到是价值观的改变。
The word counted talks about the change and the transformation of what is valuable.
弟兄姊妹，所以神在我们身上第一个的改变是要改变我们的价值观。
And the very first thing that God is going to change and transform us is concerning the things that we value.
就是从前我们以为我们当作的，现在神都要来改变我们。
But the things that were gained to me, the things that I counted, God's going to change our mindset.
底下就说到，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And he said, because of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, to be the most excellent that I can gain.
我为他已经丢弃万事，这是具体的行动上的改变了。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, talks about the action that he's already been engaged in.
前面只是当作，那是一个观念上的，那是一个价值观上的改变。
Beginning of verse 7, he counted. It talks about the transformation of his mindset.
第九节开始就讲到他具体的行动。
And verse 9 begins to talk about the action that begins to be seen in his life.
就是他整个人生上追求上的改变。
And the transformation of everything that he begins to pursue.
他要追求那上好的。
He wants to pursue the utmost.
所以第九节他就说，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And verse 9 says that I have counted
为了要得着基督，对不起，这是第八节后半。
Yeah, I have counted, I'm sorry, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
第九节的并且。
And then verse 9, and be found.
底下先讲到他在基督里被称义了。
And then it talks about how he is been justified in Christ.
他说我得以在他里面不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信基督而来的义。他先讲到他得到了一个因信称义的地位。
And verse 9 talks about how he was justified, that he now has the righteousness that is gained through Christ.
那这个地位带来的第十节，让他可以做三件事情。
And this position that was gained or won for him enabled him to do three things that is summed up in verse 10.
我想我在纲要上弄三行，大家应该看得很清楚。
There are three clear bullets in your outline.
这三件事情就是使我认识基督。
One, that I may know Christ,
晓得他复活的大能。
To the power of his resurrection.
第三，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And thirdly, the fellowship of his suffering.
效法他的死。
Being conformed to his death.
那十一节讲到结果，就是或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may also attain to the resurrection from the dead.
十二节就说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Verse 12 says that he doesn't count himself as already perfected it.But he pressed on that he may lay hold of the things which Christ has also laid hold of him.
所以整个信息的纲要，我就是分成第一个，讲到他整个人生价值观的改变，让他能够做最智慧的抉择。
And the key points that we're going to cover is one, the transformation of his mind concerning that he may make the wisest choice for his life.
第二个是他整个人生追求上的改变，让他做最上好的追求。
Secondly, the transformation of the things that he's pursuing for in this life.That he may have the most excellent pursuit.
而在人生追求最上好的里面，我就把它分成两个小点，一个是保罗为了得到基督而丢弃万事，另外一个是保罗为了得着基督而竭力追求。
And the third point is his relentlessness in his pursuit, considering the things that he were able to, he's letting go that he may have Christ, and the things that he wants to lay hold of in Jesus Christ.
换句话说，在做最好的追求的时候，一个要有所舍，一个要有所得。
In other words, in the process of pursuing the utmost prize, there's something that we have to give up, and there's some things that we have to go after.
好，我们现在回来啊，我们来看这个最智慧的抉择。
Let's come back and look at the wisest choice.
他整个人生价值观的改变。
The transformation of the values that he has for this life.
请大家特别注意到，在第七节到第八节里面。
I'd like you to set your attention on verse 7 and verse 8.
在这短短的经文里面有好几个对比啊。
And there are a lot of contrasts in these verses.
好，我们特别把它放成今天的背诵经文。
And I made these our memorization verse for this week.
第一个对比讲到先前和现在。
And the first contrast is what was before and what it is now.
换句话说，那边有一个 delta 哈，有一个对比。
And here there's a contrast, there's a change.
我先前是这样，我现在是这样。
I used to be like this, but now I'm like this.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们人生的改变。
It talks about the change, the transformation of life.
第二个对比。
And the second contrast.
就是万事跟基督的对比。
And the contrast between all things and Christ.
整个宇宙中所有我们人生的事情，人生的遭遇。
And this entire world, this everything that we encounter of all of our days.
另外的一件事情就是基督。
And the other thing is Christ.
在保罗的心中现在只有一件事情。
And in the heart of Paul, there is only one thing now.
就是基督。
And that is Christ.
所以下个礼拜，不是下一次我们讲的时候，保罗说我只有一件事， one thing I do.
And next time as we preach, we're going to talk about the one thing that Paul is doing.
就是所有的事情，如果不跟基督发生关系，对保罗来说都是没有意义的。
If everything that is in his life from this point on, if it has nothing to do with Christ, then it is meaningless.
所以第二个对比是讲到万事跟基督的对比。
And again, the second contrast has to do with everything, all things, and then in comparison to Christ.
那第三个对比是有益的跟有损的。
And the third comparison is the things that are lost to him and the things that are beneficial or gained to him.
跟基督有关的对保罗来说就是有益的。
And everything that has, that's related to Christ are things that are gained to him or beneficial to him.
跟基督没关的对保罗来说就是有损的。
And anything that has nothing to do with Christ is considered something that would cause him lost.
同样的，第四个对比讲到至宝跟粪土。
And the fourth comparison is the utmost price versus rubbish.
对保罗来说，得到基督是至宝。
And for Paul to lay hold of Christ is the utmost price.
没有基督的，不管它是什么事情。
If it has nothing, if the doesn't matter what it is, if it has nothing to do with Christ.
对保罗来说是粪土。
And for Paul, it is dung. It is rubbish.
那在这里第五件事情，我已经讲了几件，一件、两件、三件、
四件，
四件，有益的、有损的，对。 那第五件事情是讲到丢弃跟得着。
And the fifth comparison is the things that he is able to forsake versus the things that he has laid hold of.
他为了基督的缘故，他丢弃，他不要了。
For the sake of Christ, he cast away these things.
他为了要得着。
That he may lay hold of something else.
所以你看到没有，在价值观的改变上，已经至少讲到五个对比。
And in these changing of his value system, there's already five different contrasts that are mentioned.
在第十节到十一节又讲到另外两个对比。
Verse 10 to verse 11 is another two comparisons.
一个讲到死，一个讲到复活。
One talks about death, the other one resurrection.
保罗要效法基督的死，他或者可以得以从死里复活。
Paul wants to conform to the death of Christ that he may attain to the resurrection in Jesus Christ.
最后一个。
And last.
讲到自满和竭力追求的对比。
One being perfected or satisfied versus one that is relentless in his pursuit.
保罗说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Paul says, I do not count that I have already perfected it or I have laid hold of it.
这是一个自满的人。
And someone who's already satisfied.
觉得我已经够了。
Thinking that I have enough.
我已经不错了。
I'm good enough.
所以自满。
And self-satisfaction
表示他不是真的满。
Talks about that he's really not full.
我自己以为满了。
I think that I'm full.
所以自满其实常常是我们属灵长进我们在主面前蒙恩蒙福，或是被主继续使用的最大的难主。
Self-satisfaction is greatest hindrance in our growth and our being blessed by the Lord.
我觉得我已经不错了。
I feel that hey, I'm pretty good already.
我觉得我已经比很多人好了。
I'm better than a lot of people out there.
或是我们不好意思这么讲。
And maybe we won't say it out loud.
我们用另外一种方式，我们觉得这个人这里不好，那里不好。
And we use a different way and we complain and say this person is not good in this way and that person is not good in that way.
当我们在这里说这个人不好，那你不好，那你不好的时候，那就是说到我们自满。
And when we complain about others that they're no good here, there, and there, we're essentially saying, "Hey, I'm satisfied with what I am."
所以自满是我们在主面前持续成长、持续蒙恩、持续被神使用最大的难主。
And this, again, being self-satisfied is the greatest obstacle in the continual growth before the Lord.
小组也是这样哈。
And small groups are the same way.
千万不要认为说我们这个小组是比其他小组人都多。
Do not ever get to the mindset of thinking, hey, my small group is greater than numbers than the other small groups.
千万不要以为我们这个小组做的菜比其他小组都好吃。
Do not think that my dish is much better than all the other dishes.
你看昨天那么多人排我们的小组，别的摊位都空空的。
Look, so many people line up at our stand and all the other stands are empty.
千万不要以为我们这个教会比别人好。
Do not ever think that our church is superior than other churches.
我们永远都要在主的面前谦卑。
And we are forever humble before our Lord and Savior.
保罗连这么多属灵的经历。
And Paul having so many spiritual experiences.
这么全备的恩赐在他身上。
Such fullness of the gifting from the Lord.
这么荣耀的启示和托付赐给了他。
Such a glorious revelation and commission that has been given to him.
我相信他对基督的经历和得着远超过许多的人。
And I trust the things that he laid hold of in Jesus Christ surpass many, many people.
他还是说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
But yet he says, I do not count myself having attained it.
所以你看到没有，今天我们的经文里面有七个很大的对比。
And so there's seven these great contrasts that we can see through the word.
所以我很希望当我们听完信息的时候，我们至少从这七个里面找到一个让我们来开始改变。
And I certainly pray that after hearing this message, the seven that you heard, there's one that you can take and say, God changed my life.
甚至我们七个都应该改变的。
Certainly of all seven these areas we ought to be changed.
如果要再多加一个，就是我们前面讲的哈。
And if we were to add another one, is what we talked about already.
到底我是在靠着圣灵呢，还是靠着肉体夸口
？Am I living and boasting in the spirit, or am I living and boasting according to my flesh?
所以如果我们读圣经 ，in the spirit 跟 in the flesh 又是另外一个对比。
And in the scripture that we read, when we're in the spirit, or whether we're in the flesh, that's another contrast.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗的很多的书信都把一个对比摆在我们面前。
And many of Paul's writing, he would bring this contrast before us.
到底我们要过怎样的生活
？You choose. What life will you live?
所以他在这里讲到价值观的改变。
So when he talks about the transformation of his value
system, 他讲到那些先前以为与我有益的。
He said, those things that were gain, that were profitable to me,
我现在 in 着基督都当作有损的。
Now, because of Christ, I've counted them all as lost.
不但如此，我也把万事当作有损的，这都讲到价值观的改变。
And he says, indeed, I also counted all things lost.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个观念的东西，如果在我们里面没改变的话
And brothers, I want to say that if this transformation of our mindset is not real in us,
没有一个这个 整体的好，或是脱胎换骨的改变。
If this transformation is not in its wholeness and completeness,
啊，我们当基督徒还是当得很辛苦的。
And we will still be very, live a very hard and strenuous Christian life.
因为我们还是随着环境，随着遭遇，随着自己的感觉在起起伏伏。
Because we are rising and falling according to our circumstances and how we feel.
我在这里特别说到人生价值观的改变。
And I particularly pointed to the fact that this is a transformation, but pertaining to the value system for this life.
不是只有一件事情我的改变而已。
Not just pertaining to one particular issue.
啊，例如说昨天晚上。
For example, last night.
啊，很多人不让孩子出去药堂，改成来教会了。
And a lot of people did not want their kids roaming around the streets asking for candy.
啊，很多人不。
They changed and come to church.
很多人不去参加 Halloween party.改成来教会。
A lot of people no longer go to Hallelujah parties. They come to church now.
感谢主，这件事情我们价值观改变了。
We thank the Lord that our mindset has been tuned and been changed on this issue.
但是这个还是 event， 只是一件事情。
But this is still only a single event.
保罗希望我们得到的改变，圣经希望我们的改变是整个观念的改变。
The transformation that Paul desires for us in our life and what Scripture talks about is a complete turning within our entire life mindset.
整个价值观念标准的改变。
And the goal and what we esteem.And what we value.
所以保罗说，他把万事都当作有损的。
And therefore, Paul says, I count it all things as lost.
如果这些事情不能叫我得到基督，所有的事情都是他宁可当把它看成粪土。
If these things do not allow me to lay hold of Christ, then Paul says they are all rubbish.
但是如果跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
But if these things have something to do with Christ, then it is a great thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是价值观。
Brothers and sisters, again, this is a value system.
我们写了这边写了这么多年了，从教会建堂开始，这句话就在这里。
From the day that this building is erected, this phrase on the wall has been there.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
我们可以从一切的遭遇里面来得着基督。
And everything that we go through, we can lay hold of Christ.
我们可以从万有中来得着基督。
In all things, we can lay hold of Christ.
从每一天大大小小的经历里面来得着基督。
And what we experience, whether great or small, in each day, we can lay hold of Christ.
但是当我们可以这么做之前，我们的观念、价值观要先改变。
But before we can do such a thing, our mindset has to change.
所以我们从前以为与我有益的。
What we think was profitable to us in time past.
现在因着基督当作有损的。
But because of Christ now, everything is lost.
好像就是我们从前觉得吵架一定要赢。
And in time past, maybe we think I gotta win this argument.
不赢不舒服。
And if I don't win it, I just don't feel right.
因为那是与我有益的，我会舒服。
Because when I win, when I feel good, it's profitable to me.
那我能不能因为基督当作有损的？
But it, now because of Christ, do you count that as loss?
从前我觉得我一定要加薪，我一定要升官，一定要当着Vice President 才可以。
And in time past, I think I need to go through promotions. I need to have a greater salary. I need to attain to the position of Vice Presidency.
我一定要拿 straight A， 我一定要拿到 PhD， 我才可以。
I must have straight A's on my report card. I must get to a PhD. Then that's a success for me.
我非要买个房子不可。
I gotta be able to purchase a house.
弟兄姊妹，不管那个 goal 是什么。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what that goal is.
我不是说我们不能有 goal.
I am not saying that we couldn't have these goals.
但是任何东西如果基督不在其中。
But I tell you, all of these goals, if Christ is not in the midst of it.
或是任何的追求让我里面失去的平安，失去的基督，它通通不值得。
If any pursuit causes me to lose peace or to lose Christ, it's worthless.
或者我们觉得我们在侍奉上一定要有成果，一定要被受到重视，听到掌声，我们才服侍。弟兄姊妹，我们都要改变的。
Perhaps when we think that as I serve, I need to have results, I need to have accolades, I need to have praises from people, all these things they ought to change in our mindset.
这是价值观的改变。
Again, it's a change in the value system within our minds.
我听到一个老弟兄跟我们讲说，他认识一个弟兄。
An elderly brother once shared with me he knew a brother.
这是好几十年前的事情了。
Many years ago.
在大陆解放或是沦陷以前。
In China before.
随便你们怎么听啊。
It depends on whether you're from Taiwan or China. A transition in the government in China.
他说他politically correct.
Politically correct.
他在他那个城里面是第二有钱的人。
In his particular town, this brother was the second wealthiest.
他非常有钱。
He is very rich.
他每天晚上最享受的一件事情。
Every night, the one thing that he enjoys the most.
就是所有的店都关了以后，赚的钱回来，他睡觉前在那边算钱。
And when all the lights are off, and he comes home with everything that he has earned, he counts what he has made that day.
这是他每一天辛苦最安慰他的时候。
It's the one thing that comforts him most concerning all of his labor throughout the day.
但是他信了耶稣以后
，And after coming to Christ,
主就改变他。
The Lord changed him.
他后来自己做见证。
And then he begins to testify.
非常感动人。
And it moved a lot of people.
他平常在那里算，一面算就很得意。你看我又赚这么多钱。
And as he was counting, he was very proud of himself. Well, look how much I've earned.
然后后来信了耶稣以后，主改变他。
And after he came to faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus
他每天晚上在那里算。
And he continues to count.
算到某一个点上，神说停。
And he counted a particular point. God said, "Stop."
够了，剩下的奉献给教会。
Okay, that's enough. The rest you haven't counted. That belongs to the church.
所以每一天晚上算。
So every night as he counts.
你不属灵的话，会有心脏病的。
And if you're not spiritual, it may actually give you a heart attack.
你不知道什么时候神说停了。
You don't know when God says stop.
有时候才要算，主就说停，够了，你昨天的还没花完。
And maybe at just he begins to count, God says, "Okay, stop. Don't even start. What you earned yesterday was enough for you."
啊，我们听起来很简单，弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的见证，不容易。
Brothers and sisters, we think this is something very easy, and we laugh through it. But this testimony is real. It's not easy for him.
什么东西可以让一个守财奴、一个爱钱的人被这样子转变
？What can transform someone who loves riches and wealth and to be changed in this degree?
如果不是因为他认识主，看见了基督
，It's not because he came to know Christ and he saw Christ.
他有更宝贵的 ，I'd rather have Jesus. 我宁愿有耶稣。
Something much more precious that he would say within him, "I'd rather have Jesus."
我有耶稣够了。
When I have Jesus, that's enough for me.
所以主改变了这个人。
Jesus changed this person.
弟兄姊妹，这个见证我听到的时候，我就很感动。
When I heard this testimony, I was very moved.
我听过很多人弟兄姊妹做的见证。
I heard a lot of brothers and sisters testify.
从前硬要争那个，非争到不可。
I want to win. I want to get this. I have to have it.
很多人为了争一口气，争到最后死掉了，最后一口气还没争到。
And they're relentless and wanting what they want to the point of death. And they actually did die. And they haven't gotten a hold of what they wanted.
但很多人被主改变了，再也不争了。
But a lot of people were changed by God. They no longer fight for those things.
或者就原谅了，就不再计较了。弟兄姊妹，我们这个人被带到宽广之地。
And they're willing to forgive. They don't care about it anymore. They were brought to a very broad place.
保罗不光是价值观的改变。
Paul not only changed in the way he valued life.
这里讲到他追求上的改变。
It talks about a different pursuit that he has now.
他不光讲万事因着基督当作有损的，这是观念的。
And not only did he change in his mindset, counting all things as lost.
他接着说：“我为他已经丢弃万事了。”
And then he says, "Because of Christ, I have forsook. I've suffered the loss."
他有具体的行动的。
This is a very action that it can be seen in his life.
目的是为了要得着基督。
And the purpose of him forsaking these things is that he may lay hold of Christ.
请大家特别注意，不光是价值观的改变，或是行动上的改变，那个秘诀出路都在于因基督。为着基督的缘故。
And I want to tell you, the transformation of his mindset and the things that he begins to do has everything to do with because of Christ.
如果没有基督的话，
if it's not because of Christ,
那是苦行僧的思想。
And it's a self-infliction, the thought of self-infliction.
那是一个律法的要求。
It's a regulation, a requirement that is set upon a person.
那是让人被勉强的，常常不甘心的。
And oftentimes it becomes something that is forced upon an individual. He's not willing to do it willingly.
为基督的缘故的时候。
But yet, when it is for Christ,
我们里面有力量。
There is a strength that comes with it.
我们里面会甘心，会觉得值得。
And we are willing, and we say it's worth it.
我为了主失去的这个值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I forsook this. It's worth it.
我为了主的缘故不再吵架了，值得。
And because of the Lord, I'm not going to argue anymore. It's worth it.
我为了主的缘故，我放弃了一个升迁的机会，一个 star job， 值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I forsook an opportunity for me to rise. It's worth it.
我为了主的缘故，放弃了一个不该有的感情，值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I let go a relationship or a feeling, an emotion I have for someone.That is worth it.
我为了主的缘故来教会里面做这个做那个，值得。
For the sake of the Lord, I come and serve in this capacity at church. It's worth it.
我们为着主的缘故，众人都在休息的时候，我们起来祷告，起来预备。我这个礼拜我要带查经，礼拜五带小组，值得。
For the sake of the Lord, when everyone is sleeping, I'm going to get up and prepare myself to better equip and better prepare for our Friday night study. It is worth it.
啊，别人都出去度假了，我们在这里 worship practice， 为着神家，值得。
And when everybody else is vacationing, we are here.Doing worship practice for the sake of God's house, it is worth it.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以自己去 apply 到我们生活的每一个阶层。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's worth it or not, we can apply it to every aspect of our lives.
有基督就值得。
When we have Christ, it's worth it.
没有基督，任何事情都是代价。
When we don't have Christ at the end goal, everything is a price for us to pay.
任何事情对我们里面都是为难。
And everything becomes.Difficulties for us.
但是当真的为了基督的时候
But when it is truly for Christ,
再多的苦，再多的误会，再多的伤害，再多的代价，统统值得。
No matter how difficult, how much the misunderstanding, how much we have to pay for it, it is worth it.
所以保罗在这里为了得到基督，他丢弃万事。
So Paul, for the sake of laying hold of Christ, he says, I'm willing to let go of all things.
保罗为了基督，他竭力的追求。
And Paul, because of Christ, he pursued diligently.
他不仅仅知道他已经得到了在基督里因信称义的地位。
He knows that he has this position of righteousness because he was justified because of Christ.
他知道救恩决定不止于这里。
And he knows salvation simply did not end here.
不是只是叫我仅只得救而已。
Not that I am merely saved.
不是叫我只是可以脱离审判而已。
But that I am merely just be able to be set free from the judgment to come.
这不过只是预备的工作而已。
These are all preparatory work.
所有的丰富在前面的。
All the fullness are the things to come.
就是要跟复活的基督发生关系的。
But that I have a living relationship with the living Christ.
他是我的生命，他是我的替代。
He is my life. He replaces me.
他是我的彰显，他是我的一切。
He is who I magnify. He is my all.
所以保罗在这里说，我不仅仅得到了因信称义的地位。
So Paul says, not only am I justified and I am righteous before God.
好，我要更多的晓得基督，认识基督。
But I want to know Christ.
希腊文在原文里面用了一个特别的字，这个知道认识基督是讲到 knowing by experience。就是用经历的认识。
This knowing him in the original language speaks of a knowing through experience, experientially.
不是神学的分析，头脑的知道。
It's not an evaluation, an understanding of the mind.
是第一手的经历和认识产生的。
But first hand, experientially, I know him because I've experienced him.
所以我在基督里得以认识他，而且晓得他复活的大能。
Again, in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
更是主观上来经历基督复活的大能。
And subjectively, I may experience the magnificent power of his resurrection.
活着不再是我，是主。
And then for me to live, it's no longer I, but the Lord.
让我能够走从前走不下去的路。
And then I may walk in a path that I couldn't walk before.
让我去面对从前不敢面对的困难。
And then I can face the difficulties that I dare not face in time past.
让我有力量去胜过我原来胜不过的罪恶和试探。
That I have the power to overcome the temptation, the sins that I could not overcome.
让我能够去承接完成从前不可能完成的使命。
And that I may inherit a commission that I dare not commit myself to in time past.
这是复活的大能。
Because the power of resurrection within me.
这个莫大的能力不是出于我，是出于主的。
To demonstrate that this magnificent power is not of myself, but of the Lord.
第三个是效法他的死。
And thirdly, to be conformed to his death.
Conformed to his death. 效法他的死，和他一同受苦。
And that I may suffer with him.
目的是或者我也得以从死里复活。
That by any means.That I may attain to the resurrection.
就是让我在今生里面就可以来经历他的复活。
That in this life I may experience this resurrection.
有人用了这一节圣经来讲，人不是一次得救，永远得救。这不是我今天要讲的话题了。
And some people use this particular verse to say that people are not saved once and for all. That's not what I'm going to focus on today.
这里是讲到我们在今生就可以经历这个复活。
But this verse focuses on the fact that in this life today we may experience this resurrection.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章十一节讲到，我们若与基督一同死。 必与基督一同复活。
Now, Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10 says that if we die with Christ, we shall also rise with him.
哥林多后书第四章第十节也讲到身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也可以显明在我们身上。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10 also talks about that we always carry about with us the death of Christ, that the fragrance of his resurrection.
当我们真的 conform to his death 的时候，他的复活要显出来。
And again, when we truly conform to the death of Christ, then his resurrection will be seen.
而罗马书第六章第四节第五节讲到受洗归入他的死。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 and 5 talks about the fact that we've all been baptized into his death.
原是要叫我们与他一同埋葬，让我们一举一动能够有新生的样式。
That we are buried with him, and that we should walk in the newness of his life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
所以他底下说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And then Paul says that if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, then certainly we also shall be united in the likeness of his resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，这些经文都太大了，我实在不甘心这样时间仓促的讲它，我留到下次讲。
These verses are so great, and I feel that I was so rushed this morning. We haven't really touched upon the essence of these words.
保罗真的看见那个伟大的基督。
Paul has seen how great, how magnificent Christ is.
改变了他整个价值观。
This changed the way he looked at everything.
改变了他整个人生的追求。
Has changed his entire pursuit for his life.
而要真正有份于这个伟大的经历啊。
And again, to be partakers of this great experience.
秘诀在于我们必须要conform to his death.
And the secret lies with the conformity of his death.
好让他的复活真在我们身上有力量。
That again, his resurrection truly is powerful in us.
死而复活不再是说说听听的事情。
And to die and to be raised up is no longer something hearsay for us.
应该是我们每一天的经历。
But it's something that we experience every single day.
在我们买会所的时候。
And the process of purchasing this property.
在公听第一次失败的，第一次没过的时候。
And the very first time when the hearing that it didn't come to pass.
那个主日我用哈巴狗书讲了三句话。
And that particular Sunday through the book of Habakkuk, I said these things.
我讲到要真实。要智慧，要勇敢， be true, be wise, be strong.
Amen.
今天保罗在这个腓立比书第三章这前面几节里面。
In Philippians chapter 3, in these verses, in the beginning.
他讲到 be humble.
He says be humble.
Be wise.
Be wise.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
我们在主的面前要谦卑。
We need to be humble before the Lord.
让我们在主面前要 be wise, 要做最智慧的抉择和追求。
We need to be wise to have the wisest pursuit and the wisest choices.
要在基督里 be aggressive.
And again, be aggressive in Christ.
要竭力的来得着基督。
With all that you possess, pursue Christ.
太值得了。
It's worth it.
我们唱332首。
Let's sing a hymn together.
332.
I'd rather have Jesus.
希望我们从心里面来唱这条歌。
I pray that we can all sing it from our hearts.
我宁愿有耶稣胜于 起一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得，当我们读了保罗这一段这么宝贵的信息。
Brother, sister, I don't know. After having read this portion of message from Paul.
讲了这么多不同的对比。
He compared so many different things.
我们是否愿意今天求主来改变我们的价值？
Are you willing to have the Lord change your value, your mindset?
能够改变我们的追求。
To change the things that you pursue.
让我们真愿意以得着基督为我们的至宝。
That we may really treat having Christ as our utmost prize.
让我们整个的余生都愿意竭力的来追求认识他。
That the remaining of our lives, we would diligently pursue him.
请几位弟兄姊妹随着圣灵的感动带领我们做简短的祷告。
As if you brought sisters, to lead the church in prayer.
是的，我们实在是要来谢谢你。
Amen.
让我们早晨听到这样的信息，早晨我们唱这样的诗歌，主，我们实在是巴不得你当初怎样感动保罗的灵，你当初怎样感动 George Bishop 的灵，主一样的今天早晨也来感动我们。
Amen.
让我们在人生的抉择上我们做最智慧的选择。
Amen.
让我们真看到了全有全足全丰的基督。
是的，
主，是的，愿我们真是从心的深处说我们宁愿有基督。
Amen.
愿我们也真是愿意有最上好的追求。
Amen.
让我们都立定的志向，我们来追求你这位伟大的耶稣。
Amen.
是的，早晨你再一次复活升天的大能，你从死里复活的大能就在这个时候运行在我们中间，也来开我们的眼睛。主，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and open our eyes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we've been fools. Oh, Lord Jesus, sorry that I've been a fool. Oh, Lord Jesus, pray for your goodness and your grace, and we thank you for your gracious words.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, so often, oh, Lord, we begin to pursue the blessings that you have in our lives instead of you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're confused. Lord Jesus, this morning, I want to just pray for myself. Oh, Lord, pray for our church as a whole.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we make you our utmost aim.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that all that we do, all that we go after, oh, Lord, we pray that we will lay hold of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you made yourself available for us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that amazing, amazing grace.
Amen.
And Jesus, we pray that we will no longer waste our life, waste our resources, our strength. Oh, Lord, our youth, our energies, going after the things that are corruptible, the things that are perishing, the things that cannot be compared with Christ. Oh, God, change us this morning.
Amen.
We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your words.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 耶稣，你还要把最美的要来给我们。
阿门。
耶稣，是的，今天就来打开我们的
眼睛。阿
门。耶稣，如果今生我们还有什么可以要后悔的，主耶稣，你就让我们今天就来后悔。
阿门。
是的。我们到那一天，我们没有办法去见你的面。哦，主耶稣，谢谢你，主耶稣，打开我们的眼睛。
阿门。
让我们看见我们是因的生命，主耶稣。哦，主耶稣，我们不应该与基督为伍，只是追求地上的事。
是的。
打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你才是我们的至宝。
阿门。
我们一生可以来竭力来追求你。
阿门。
我谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的
名。阿门。
是的，早晨愿圣灵再将基督摆在我们面前。
This morning we pray Holy Spirit once again set Christ before us.
让我们整个的全心都被你所吸引，而且快跑的来跟随你。
That entire heart is captivated by you.And we run quickly after you.
在我们周遭万事万物都在改变。
And yes, everything around us, they're all changing.
但是耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变。
Lord Jesus, you are the constant yesterday, today, and forever.
你永远是我们的生命，你是我们心中的至宝。
You are forever our life and our utmost prize.
主啊，早晨是的，你来得着我们这个人。
Lord, this morning, come and lay hold of us.
不是偶然一次的、暂时的得着我们。
Not just once in a while. And,
而是你彻底的来得着我们。
But lay hold of us completely, O Lord.
让我们整个价值观被你来改变。
Our value system are completely changed by you.
让我们整个人生的态度、我们追求都被改变。
Our attitudes, our lives, they are all changed.
我们真以基督得着基督为我们的至宝。
That we would really treat having Christ as our utmost price.
为着在座的每一个弟兄姊妹和朋友们，我们都向你祷告。
For all the brothers and sisters and all the friends who are sitting here this morning, we pray to you.
在每一个遭遇里面，都让我们转眼来看耶稣。
In everything that we encounter, we would turn to look at Jesus.
让我们都在乎有没有得着基督。
That we all care about whether I got Jesus through this encountering.
为着你的缘故，任何的代价都是值得。
And then for your sake, whatever the price, it would be worth it.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.